This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns without additional hardware to purchase. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On the front page of the New York Times for Thursday, September 9th, a divided federal appeals court sided with the CIA on seizing suspects in terrorism cases. One judge said the case involved a painful conflict between human rights and national security. NATO's long-delayed push into Kandahar has finally begun, and how China bends and even breaks the rules to get an edge when it comes to clean energy. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says a divided federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit involving the CIA's so-called Extraordinary Rendition Program. That involved apprehending suspected terrorists and flying them to secret prisons overseas. The 6-5 ruling was a significant victory for the Obama administration. It's pressing for more power over official secrecy. The ACLU filed the case on behalf of five former prisoners who say they were tortured. Their lawyer says he's going to the Supreme Court. Also on Thursday's front page, details on NATO's push into Kandahar. The fighting has been concentrated in a Taliban stronghold the police used to be afraid to patrol. A five-day operation backed up by U.S. troops routed the Taliban with no casualties. Elsewhere in Kandahar, though, the Taliban hasn't let up on its campaign of terror and assassination. China is taking the lead in clean energy. It's doing it with subsidies like cheap land and low-interest loans that may violate international trade rules. China also helps clean energy companies in another way. Last summer, China restricted exports of raw materials known as rare earths. They're essential for solar panels and wind turbines. The World Trade Organization bans most export restrictions. China's virtually the only place rare earths come from. Low interest rates are helping corporate borrowers and hurting retirees. People who live off their savings are being hit hard by falling interest rates. That's because corporations are snapping up cheap loans and sitting on the cash. It's an unintended side effect of government monetary policy that's driven the average return on interest-bearing bank accounts below 1% for the first time since the 1950s. In his new book, Tony Blair describes meeting Queen Elizabeth on his first day as British Prime Minister. That has reportedly displeased the Queen. It's considered rude to reveal details of private encounters with the royal family, but it also turns out she may not have said what Blair says she said. What's in the book are the exact words spoken by actress Helen Mirren, who played Elizabeth in the 1996 film The Queen. Screenwriter Peter Morgan says that scene was fictional. He says it came straight from his imagination. Blair has always said he never saw the movie. Thursday's front page also looks at President Obama's plan to spend $50 billion on infrastructure. Political columnist Matt Bai says the president is arguing that, in effect, stimulating the economy now and reordering it for years to come are basically the same thing. Bai says that risks confusing voters. It also means they won't give Democrats credit for economic policies in the short term or the long term. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your car or SUV's audio speaker system without additional hardware to purchase. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, such as home, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, BP issued an internal report on the oil spill in the Gulf. BP took some of the blame, but mostly pointed a finger at contractors like Transocean and Halliburton. The report also hinted at BP's possible legal defense. It tried to undermine the idea that BP was negligent. Here's Assistant National Editor Jason Stallman to debrief us on what else is in the report and what's not.
Well, it's nearly 200 pages, and there does seem to be one hole, the one big part of the equation that's largely missing, and that is material on the blowout preventer. Now, we've known for a long time that mechanism that's, you know, five stories tall, that was designed to shut down the well in an emergency situation, that's a key part of the investigation, and there's not much talk about the blowout preventer. That could be because last week, federal investigators seized that mechanism. They took it off the ocean floor, and they're investigating it. So BP probably doesn't know much about what went wrong with the blowout preventer at this point.
Assistant National Editor Jason Stallman. A new government study says President Obama's health care law will have little effect on total national health care spending. The report was prepared by the actuary for Medicare. It says the growth in medical costs won't slow down or speed up because of the changes Congress approved last year. The report says expanding Medicaid and subsidizing private insurance for low-income people will be offset by two things: cuts in Medicare spending and a tax on employer-sponsored health plans that begins in 2018. Thursday's Business Day section says military contractors are cutting the workforce as the Pentagon cuts the budget. Lockheed Martin says 600 executives jumped at the chance to take buyouts. Lockheed had expected only 200 or so to apply. Lockheed is the world's largest military company. It's already reduced its workforce by 10,000 people in the last 18 months. If you already think Google is an appendage to your brain, well, think about this. Google is now predicting what people are thinking before they type it. On Wednesday, Google introduced Google Instant. It predicts internet search queries and shows results as soon as someone begins to type. Then it adjusts the results as each letter is typed in. Google Instant may save users time, but it may throw off businesses that rely on search ads. Thursday's Business Day also says the Irish government bowed to investors' fears and split the ailing Anglo-Irish Bank into two separate units. The bank is weighted down with bad loans from Ireland's real estate boom. The Irish government is trying to do everything it can to avoid a Greek-style bank bailout. The company that makes Botox is paying $600 million for letting its marketing get ahead of approved uses. Documents released by the Justice Department outlined accusations that the company promoted Botox to relieve migraines, muscle spasms, even cerebral palsy in children. But here's what you might call a wrinkle. The FDA is reviewing Botox's effectiveness for chronic migraines. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.